Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Old Kuti Mountain, in a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural endings. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should the son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Sharadvadhiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feelings, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. Ending no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means to perform perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three minds have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth or is not deceptive. A mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata, Om Gate Gate, Paragate, Parasangate, Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the Buddha Avalokiteshvara that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One said this, the Venerable Sharadvadhiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. From a vow offering on page 12. Om Benza Pomi Aum Wanchan Sergi Samanji Om Benza Peke Aum Chichari Oindu Ove Usu Kriya Vodhi Vajar Vapo O Tamuri Guru Alamcha Yana Namo Buddhaya. 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 Namo
ที่ไหนก็คิดว่าทุกสัตว์ที่เดินดิ ที่นี่ส่งเยี่ยงอ๋อยึดถูกชัดมันดูเป็นอะไรงานตัวไม่นี่ช่วงนี้ดัวน่าอะไรมีสิ่งนี้ได้ยินนะทำไมจิมาคิดจริงๆตัดที่เป็นงานตัวไม่นี่ยินดัวน่าอะไรมีสิ่งที่มีสิ่งที่สิ่งรู้ต้อง ลานิกาลาตันรบจิตานิสิดัวตาสิตอนลุยเห็นจีจีงูเนี่ยนี่กาจายฮามาชาติชาติจุลาจะกายฮามาชาติจุลูบุสิอันนั้นเลยชาติทั้งหมดที่เห็นจีจีฮามาจุลาตากุสิอันนี้ฮามาจุตายลูกชนะ อันนี้สิ่งนั้นเดี๋ยวตอนที่งาเชื่อขี้นี่ตุ้งบ้ารัวสิ่งนั้นที่ที่เงี้ยที่เสียดมันไม่เส้นนะไม่เส้นนะไม่เส้นนะจุยทุกขีปุตานี่เนี่ยเชื่อเสียงนะจีก็เดินได้แต่กาจัดเดินดูห้องจุดเดือดรอดเดือดแล้วกันนั่นห้องก็จุดตั้งมันจะเต็มสุดว่าเดินได้
ไม่ใช่ห้องที่เราเรียนที่ห้องที่เด็กกาจัดเด็กห้องที่คณะเด็กมันต้องตั้งอยู่ที่นี่นับชั่วโมงไหมบ้างนับชั่วโมงชั่วโมงอะไรวะเจ้าน่ะงาจังงาจังงาอะไรที่ทัดทัดดูงาจังงาจังงาอะไรที่ทัดทัดดูพัชรดีนี่เองนี่ที่มิกซ์รีเตชัวเฮ้ยอะไรที่เด็กสาวจะตัดกันเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้ยเฮ้
ngwa
ni yi ten ko wan de shi gin la
이팅이 되데.
단 라도 치면 말해도 인주.
아.
라도 치면 와.
라도는 말이고 리라도는 말이. 이게 기니 순 얘기 나게 타다들이. 근데 빠지 봐 인지로.
제가 인지로.
나게 타들.
네. 낭순 니 소소는 쉬어가서래.
어, 되리.
맞은 생계들아래 귤.
어.
밀름이 내가 들베.
뭐나지. 이제 니까 되면 빼나 아시고 나도 맨니 기니 로아나 아시고 용티 기니 순예 나 두타들기도 아
이제
나서 어때 나지 다때 내지 로는 대가리 이제 치치하라 그러는 나도 맨니 기니 로아나 아시 미기 시치기 로다 나니가라 따니 로아 따르르스 Then Lord Hinchy is moo nannies, Gajai haunted, the Lord Hinchy moo nanny, Gajai hauntula, Gajai is him. How Chatu Junior, look, Gajas, so the Lord Chatu Junior is him. Louis Chaki Tamu, he is him. Hinchy hauntula, Tagu is him. And then Hauntu Tai, Luku Chena, and then Tangi is. Ah,
The Loy Chessy Tamushi, Henji, Nansul Towers, Karina.
Ah,
Loy Chessy Tamushi, Henji, Nansul Towers.
The Dembatu by the Connect to Tag Gajaman is in his area.
No, sir.
No, sir. No, sir. That Dembatu by Connect to Tag is. Gajatu was chasing the Dembatu.
So here, Paul, Gisela is touching this emptiness part, the part of emptiness he found, which is very important. Because although we will not be able to actually go through the precise explanation of emptiness, but he said he will try his best to give at least the glimpse of what is meant by emptiness, so that because that the view of emptiness is required whenever we practice Dharma. It is very important to understand what is meant by emptiness. Why this view of emptiness? In other words, the view of emptiness based on the middle way, which is Madhyamaka Prasangika's way, standpoint, why it is important. So, because it is through this understanding of emptiness will intervene our the cycle of what we call the samsaric existence. Because there's no other means that can break the cycle, intervene and break the cycle of cyclic existence or samsaric existence. It is only by understanding what we call emptiness or what we call understanding the ultimate nature of reality will intervene and break the cycle of cyclic existence. So therefore, again here, it is very important that to understand when we really talk about emptiness, and it is important to bear in our mind that we are really not talking about emptiness in the sense of something that doesn't exist at all. And we're not talking about non-existence, nor we are talking about non-existence and something that doesn't exist at all. But rather, here, emptiness here really refers to the things that doesn't exist, the way in which that appears to us. Because normally, the way we actually perceive things and events, we have a tendency to perceive things in event and as if they have those things in heaven has its own exists by its own side. This is how we actually perceive things, and we look at things as an independent existence. So now, now we have to reverse this way of perceiving things. So in order to do that, here it says it is important to understand. It's important to again negate, what needs to be negated. You know, because when we are talking of emptiness, suddenly we are talking about something that is negative. So what is being negated then when we talk about emptiness? So therefore, it's important to very important to identify the object of negations.
What things that? No, the gacha ngaji kati yung pichay sir. No, show good in bela jin. Di se sir ngaji hiji la ngaji ta hangen du taba na sir. Show good real news. Taba na sir. Kore liji tini yoban da butang sir. Kore liji tini yoban da butang sir. Kore sinji tini yoban tabo so sir. Chachi hazu muya sir. Nandin hiji chi nandin hiji la sir. Mai hama chachi nada mela ten nandin hiji la nada chachi nada mari sir. Nanada karizin dagi lisin tang tachi kaza machi chupi lingawa tini sir. Nga lingawa hi.
So now here, when we talk about identification of object of negations, so here it is first, if we try to look at ourselves, the way we actually perceive oneself, or the I myself, or me or self. And first, one need to try to look at ourselves, how we really perceive ourselves. And after going through those analyses, we will find sometimes the self that is, you know, as if the self really exists within the psychophysical aggregate, at the center of psychophysical aggregates. Sometimes we feel that self or I that we normally perceive is actually exist at one's heart. And, you know, it is... You know, so regardless of how those self really appears, the self that we really perceive, but self, the self that doesn't really exist, the way in which that really appears to us, way in which that we perceive. So this is what we need to negate. In other words, independent self, self that exists by way of its own sight, without depending upon any other factors. This is the kind of self that really appears to us. We grasp onto it. And this is what we call grasping as self, which is the most troublemaker, which is the source of all our sufferings, which is the source of, which actually perpetuates our cycle within this unenlightened existence. So therefore, it is first one need to focus on oneself, how this self really, you know, how we are really perceiving the self, how the self really appears to us. Is this self that appears to us, that we are perceiving right now, is really exist, a way in which that really appears to you? So this is how we need to, this is the process of identifying what we call object of negation.
ตับเป็นน่ะสิตัดติงน่าจะชิมฮิฮิคันด้วยเจ๊สิด้วยเดินง่ายลุลุงง่ายฮึงน่ะปิตับจะเป็นน่ะสิง่ายลุลุงน่ะบัดตังเส้นดูน่ะปะไม่จริงง่ายลุลุงอ่ะตังเส้นดูตะนั่งน่ะบ่ไม่จริงสิลุเส้นนี่เอเม โอชูลิบะไดตีนีสิน้องตุลทุจีงาลิงวาสิชาวะเตเตเตน้องชาวะเตยสิดังกาจะตะตุเตยินสิลิลุลุงโยยานุลุเซยิเมนดิบันไดตีนีน้องตุลทุจีงาลิงวาสิตาลอลชาวะดิกาจะตะลอจินน้องตุลทุจีงาสิ ดูจีงาลิงคาซาตองจีอืมที่ชาวเตยเซกาจาดะตัวนี้กาจาดะดูจีอืมเตยเซวะตะมิกาจาดะวะเตยเกนตัวเนซินะเกเตยเกนตัวตาตัวเตยเกนตัวตาตาวุจุปิเซเซนตัยดูตองเซนละตัยมิจีจีเซนเตนิชุปิ
ตีนโดสิพัตตาสามีปีสิเออตาเสสัยลิงยวาหิตาจงวาลาสิอืมแต่กาจะยินสิอืมกันดิ้นกาจะกันดิ้นสิละอ่ากาจะกันดิ้นสิกาจะตันดิ้นก็ถึงแต่ละสิมันจะกาตีนชูปีตีนโดสิพัตตาสามีปีสิ
ตาสิลิงยวาหิตาจงลาสอเตกาจะติงนิสตัสสิงนิสงปะตะตะมะยิบะคุณนุรังตะจิลิงยวาหิตาจงลาสอเตกาจะยินสิอืมโซ
now there's another example of identification of identifying object of negation here is when the individual is in danger of falling off the cliff, if you're able to fall off the cliff. And then at the moment that the way you actually have, you know, perceived this, your sense of self, is the self, as if the self is really concrete, right there. It is self that I am about to fall off the cliff. At that particular eye that you are perceiving, that particular eye, is you look at this particular eye as a very concrete, without depending upon any other factors, and it just stands out by itself. And this is the kind of self that we are actually, perceiving all the time. And in fact, when this kind of situation, and our grasping itself, or I becomes very strong. You know, when you, for instance, when you generate a very, when you generate anger towards someone, and you become so mad, and also if you have lost something, and at that time, the way you look at yourself, the self that is completely, independent, and it's solitary. This is the way we perceive ourselves, which is completely what we call it is inappropriate mentation, in other words, with regard to the self, inappropriate mentation. And so now here, this is the self that stands up by itself, self that exists by its own sight, is said to be the object of negation. This is what we are negating. So having negated itself, so what we are establishing then? We are establishing the self that exists not really by its virtue of its own side, but the self that exists by dependent upon, other different factors, components. And self, the existence of the self is mere imputation of term and concept.
ဒါကြီးဟန်ကျူစူပီတင်းတိုးစံတေတောင်ကြချီချွန်းနံပီစရာတံဒီပုံစီနင်းနာစီချောင်းဝတင်းစကားကြရောင်းတဲ့ကြီးစီချာ
So then also that's another example of just we talked about the monastery. Here, according to the text, it says the Sera Debum, which are the major monastic universities in Tibetan, the major monastic universities in the Tibetan Buddhism, Sera and Debum and Gandans. Those are the three, what we call the major monastic universities. So those monasteries, if you look at those monasteries, and we impute each of those monasteries has its own name, Sera, Gandan, and Debum. So now if you actually analyze where does Gandan really exist, where does Sera exist, where does Debum exist, if you look at the ultimate mode of existence of all of those monasteries, then it cannot find it. You know, because the monks who are living within the monasteries are not the Gandan or the Drepung or Sera, nor the actual structure of the building of the monastery is not the monastery. So where is this monastery? Where does it really exist? So in which case you will then have an understanding of the name Gandan, Sera, and Drepung are exist mere imputation, mere label by term and concept. This is how all those reality, all those things in event, the mode of existence, are imputed by term and concepts. So now here it is the whatever that things that that perceived or the things that appears to us, that the very thing that appears to us as a, by way of, by the virtue of its own sight. This is what we call the ultimate object of negations. This is what needs to be negated. So from the beginningless times up until now, we haven't been really gone through the, you know, the process of analyzing how this, you know, actual mode of existence of self and phenomena. So therefore, we are always kind of believed in our way of perceiving things. We're completely, you know, in other words, deceived by this grasping of self and grasping of phenomena. It's a self that exists by way of its own sight, and then the phenomena, phenomena exists by way of its, by virtue of its own sight. This is how we are deceived, where we are deceived. And so we follow that deception in our day-to-day life, and whatever the actions that we may have taken, it's all based on the you know, command of all the self, grasping at self and grasping at phenomena. So that leads all cycle of, you know, sufferings and the unwanted feeling, in other words, it says. So so therefore, it is, if you really try yourself to really think very carefully within this I or my, for instance, I, and just try to focus your own, you know, try to, you know, reflect your mind upon your body and see where this really I or self that normally appears a very concrete to oneself, how this really exists. If we were to go through critical analysis, and we will not be able to find the self. Not even we are unable to find the concreteness of the self, but we will not be able to find self at all within one's body, within all, if you go through all this mental and physical constituents or the aggregates.
dēng pē lō dē mē pā zō gugu yō rē. Nā lō mē pā zō wā tō nī tē pē lō dē kē zō gugu rō, tē zō kī pā ndā lā sē sē rē. Dēng dēng dē sē, nū mā zē pā sē rē. Gā jā, dēng dū sē yī, gō jū hī, sū tū yō pā, nū dēng nī sē rē. Nū dēng nī, ཉན་ཅན་ཉེ་ཅན་ཅུ་ཏུ་ཏང་དེན་རུ་ཅི་ཅ་ཅི་ཏང་ལ་ཨོ་མི་ཞུན་ཉི་སུན་པི་ཇི་པི་མ་བུ་ཁི་གི་སེ་ནང་ཅན་མ་བུ་ཁི་མ་བུ་ཁི་གི་སེ་ཅེ་ཏང་ཅི་ཁི་ཅེ་ཏང་སེ་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི tenang tenda temari nga gajang nga mari sim ti ku ji jang ti ji dang ti za la ta dang ti ji dang to zu ni yin jin dian jian la ji yong me ne bi che re re se dang de ji de ta ni de da Dengen ji mi bi ti su hi pa ma de la se se de na de mi ma ji pe ga ja de du si go ji fi su tu yo pa su tu yo pa ni de ni se su tu ta
so what we are today that we are focusing on the very important subject that actually really we're really trying to we're challenging this what we call the ignorance. So it's been very forceful, had been very powerful up until now, and we are actually enslaved by this ignorance, and we followed the commands of this ignorance. And now, we are now preparing here. Now, it is not really appropriate for us to let ourselves, you know, really, you know, are powered by those ignorance. And now we are preparing to actually, you know, to have a battle with this ignorance. Because when you look at how things really exist and how, you know, what is mode of existence of phenomena and what is mode of existence of self and so on. So it says when we are going through this, then the you know, without actually understanding, even though that we have not arrived at the point that you really understand actual mode of existence of things and event or the emptiness. Well, just by analyzing that, it actually, you know, shakes what we call the world of ignorance. Because up until now, this, the world of ignorance, abides and it's really established, very stable, stabilized within our heart and our emotions, and keep commanding us. In other words, the ignorance is really taking advantage of us, become so cocky, and so, you know, taking advantage of us. And so now, we are kind of preparing, and in other words, we are becoming smart, and to see how to challenge ourselves with that ignorance. And then, with this preparation, then this very, you know, conquer the ignorance, and become very shaky. Suddenly, if you come to understand your mode of existence, then ignorance will no longer there, and it will completely destroy. But without understanding the emptiness, without realizing the emptiness, we are going through the mode of analysis of mode of existence alone will actually shake the wall of ignorance. That's what it means.
Chi chi yi siri. Rang cha su chi na la, su tu chi wu tang, su tu chi na la siri. Tata yi lama cha chun de li isri. Yinbi ta ki gaja hansi yin me te isri. Suchi yi ju ji hipa la kanan tangji isri. Maripa hipi angi isri. Yuna chi haya isri. Denba hangi chiri isri. Do na sin jan ji chun lo zon pi ji ji isri. Rāngcā sūcī lā sī, tātā yī lāma chācī yun dēs, lō lā tēnā chācī dēs yun tī, dē lī sī, yīn bī nī gājā sī nā lō kā jī chācī yō mā, tēnā ngā tū sūtō jī wū jī jī sūtō jī rāngā yī, rāng tū tī ngā ngā bī lō jī gī tī pē bī gī, ngā tū jī tā nā rāngā mā rā wā, mā jī jī chā lā pā mā lō tēng gī rī, tēnā mū bū jī tī tēng nī pē jī tū gū rī mā tū jī gī sūtō rāngā yō mā rā wā, yé ma pa saya tun ya kun ya mumbu shi ngā tu sēn tu lūn tu tēn tī kari lūn tu chā tu mumbu shi kāi shi mumbu shi mumbu yu rwa tani ngā tu rāngā yu ma rwa tani ngā tsa tī sī sari yé chā lā rā chī 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 yī sī rāng chā sū chī lā tā tā hā wā chā chī tī lī yé mī tā jī gā chā chā chī yu ma rī sī yé chā lā rā chī chī Dili yinbi taji gaja hansi yinmen te esri. Suji yi juji, suji de ngandu juli, ya papa ma tope ganza ganga de suji esri. Palwa toni ngusun du tungun di papa rinduri. Toni ngusun du matiko suji esri. Suji yi juji, hipa tangji esri. Maripa hipi anki isi. Yunan chi haya, denpa tupa hangi chere esri. Suji yi juji, hipa dala, na maripa san. Tāṁ tūma mārīpa sīng ānyo ki mēpā rāngu rāngu nī mārīpa rāngu nī tūpa jāni kīngi lā tē tūma mārīpa sīng kū kārī rī sīna ngā gā jū jū tūma mārīpa dī kū sōsī ngā ngā nī tī jāngi sāng kū rī tē rī ndi yō mārīpa sī ngā tē kārī rī sīng rāngu mā rī rāngu tū mō tū kī tīndā jī rī sī kū jī rī rāngu rāngu tū jī rī pā kū jī rī lōpā rī sī dēnzi sī ā tē sī nī sī mā rī chē rī rī sī hī sūṅ bā tāṁ tātā rāñcā tāmē bā nālā tātāṁ pūṅbū tā tāki cī rūhī tāki yāṁ cī mā yā jāma tīrā gāsī nirā tā tūndi yādā rīm wīs kārī nā
So, one of the Tenshin Rinpoche, Lozan Shrikhi Gyatsang who has stated that we do not really go through and try to find an object of negation somewhere else. You can look at the way that things really are perceived by ourselves right now, the things that really appear to us, the very independent existence that we look at things as a very independent existence, and we look at things as exist by way of by virtue of its own side. This is how the things appear to us. We as ordinary beings, the way we look at things, the way we think that really exists, is actually an object of negation. That is what we need to negate. If you really want to know the mode of existence of things and event, this is what we need to, this is that what need to be negated. So because in our ordinary mind, whatever the things that appears to our ordinary mind and whatever the things that we perceived by ordinary minds, it is always, it always perceived things, perceived in an inappropriate way, in other words. Inappropriate way, because our mind itself, the ordinary mind itself, is diluted by those ignorance, and it is induced by ignorance. So therefore, the mind itself is diluted by this ignorance, and the way that mind actually perceives things are not accurate, or it's not correct, in other words. So in our day-to-day life, when you look at ourselves, and when you look at things that is in front of us, and we look at things, whatever the things that appear to us in front of us, we perceive the things as if it does particular things exist intrinsically. And this is the very intrinsic, the intrinsicness of the particular things that appears to us is to be negated.
So,
it says, sometime when we are, it is actually, this is mostly to do with the monastic, you know, the scholars, saying they come up with a lot of reasonings to establish emptiness and have a lot of debate. And have a lot of discussion about emptiness. Yet at the same time, the very individuals who are actually engaging in those discussions are looking at themselves as a very concrete and self-centeredness. And obviously, this is not going to help. You know, your way of discussion of the self and debating the self, I mean, selflessness and emptiness, must be based upon how those ignorance is commanding us. We need to challenge that ignorance. This is how we go through the process of, you know, one's debate or one's reasonings and discussions must be based upon the defeating the ignorance. You should have a very strong motivations of defeating ignorance. This will only have an emotional, will really help you to then to lessen your, you know, delusions or the mental afflictions. Otherwise, you may have a lot of explanations come up with, particularly this monastic scholars, come up with a very, elegant sort of explanations with regard to emptiness. But yet at the same time, he or herself, the way he or herself is perceiving he or herself is concrete existence, which is not practical. That's what it says. And so, so then again, we really don't have to make an effort to look for an object of negation elsewhere. And the object of negation is what that appears to us at this in our ordinary mind. That is the object of negation. Because again, it says sometimes we are, you know, setting aside the what things really appears to our ordinary mind, and we are looking for an object of negation somewhere else, which is also not going to help. Because object of negation is with you all the time. You don't really have to go somewhere else. That is what we need to understand. So now, this is now, we are really talking about the profound subject of emptiness, it says. So therefore, this needs to be, this particular subject need to be understood by depending upon authentic teachers or the mentor, the spiritual mentor. And says, this is called the external condition of depending upon one's authentic teacher. It's an external condition for understanding what we call emptiness or the ultimate mode of existence. And an internal condition is the sajang, which means accumulation of merit, and jang, which means the purification of negativities. It is through the unification of external condition and the internal condition will then lead oneself to understand what is meant by ultimate mode of existence or ultimate nature of reality.
Gaja chumi hi ngin tupa chuna ta tagi nga di gaja de tan khu si na de ed ke na gaja se ta tuni to bala adullo de tupa ri so so ji jullo la tiki ma de tupa ji ni so so ra ma yin ki so so ra so so de ji ma yin ki so so an jen de ni gyo ri ta nga de te ni han ta chi pa do kho a kho ju ke ju tu ra de thoma ma ri pa se nga dan da ki de an de ri Toma Mari Padika Kandaki, Takikira Kidim, Susu Ram, Mari Ransu Tuba, Mari Susu Machia, Gapama, the Tinguri, Saji Tunji, the Tinguri, the Mumuji, Tinguri, and then Saya Tunya Kanga, the Genji, the Susha, make Genji, the Susha, Chilitin, the Mari Mato Chigi, and to them, when you go Mazu, but the Tandajin, and the Sajan Tangi around the Pension Buddies, Codenchin Buddies, Susu Pisa, the Nice, and like Tinji meetings are it. And that's a kind of Codenchin wings. Chi Could you tumba ni se su su rangu ni ma du ba rang su ma du ba ji tu ni se re tuma mari pa gin jen dia de su su mari se tuma mari pa su su mai ba ju ni ku ja de me ba tin tumba se te se tu ni se ten de ga ja se wo de le yin jan de ni ku mai pa su su mai pa nga nga de ne pe tuma mari pa ji yo re se ta da su mu ti he wo ta te ku jen su na ki de ti ji ne te pa ka gu re se te re Gaja, Chumiji, Nizin to Bajuna, Gaja, and then a Tuni to the Tuni to Tumani to Tuma Maripagi, Zendia, Zin the Pakagu, Gaja, and Pakagu, Chachadezi. Tumani, Susa Rangu in the Majuba, Tuni Rangu in the Marazo Majuba, Tuni Rangu to Baransu, and Logic, and Zin the Pakagu. Gaja Chumiji, Nizin to Bajuna, Tatuni, Sengi. Gaja de Tuni, Gaja into Karirisina, Tuni to Alla Cook Diddigri, a quick cousin, Lodig Tuni Tondu. Maja Chumi, King Vinci Patuba Juna, a tindy, tinsi, tabu easily. Ripa, Ripa, Jero Tansi Tansin, Denzi, Jero Tan, Jituba Juni, Tuni Tobala, Sidin, Kali. Mesti Tony setan, tenaga cipta tu je, Tony tu boleh kali yo maris, kali mesti ris ris. Cangca ribi cici cangca tu tenaga sen.
Okay, so it's so there's no other means to. What we call the cut the root of ignorance or ignorance. It is only through this understanding of what we call the emptiness. And in other words, the wisdom realizing emptiness is a very powerful weapon that actually cut the roots of root of ignorance. Other than that, you know, there might be some other methods or the skillful ones such as practice of love, compassion, and so on and so forth. Those practice will not really directly counteract ignorance. So long as we are unable to counteract this, root of ignorance, then regardless of what kind of practice we may undertake, will not help us, will not really assist us to free ourselves from this unenlightened existence or the samsara. So therefore, to free ourselves or liberate ourselves from the samsara, it's very important to understand what has meant by emptiness. So then here, if you have a proper understanding of emptiness, and then this will, not only just that help you to understand how the mode of existence, but it really help us to overcome all kind of negative thoughts and emotions. This will lead yourself to develop your love, compassion, tolerance, and so on and so forth. Everything, if you have this, if you have a proper understanding of how things really exist, and this will really lead yourself to understand what we call the dependent originations. And if you have the knowledge of what is meant by dependent originations, then this will really lead you to develop love, compassion, tolerance, and sense of caring for other beings.
Rani Raju Takini Kidia, Nyomu de Toma Maripa Senga, and Nyomu Kanga Chiju, yeh, Luchi. And Kuki, Susu Rama, Rasu Tupa, and Raji Kendi, and Susu Rama, Rasu Tumari, Mari, and Susu Saya, Tumia Kanga, Meritian Grid, and Roger Sijin, Taji Ragi, Mama, and Pami, Rama, Rasu Tupa, Yendi, or Mari. Ni Kuki, and I can Susu Mai, but to a little. Number two, the Tuni to below, or ngāzo tūni tibu lo tege, nē tīyī tūni ngāzo tīpa chīmbi kōli kī wāng jī, nē chāngshū kī sēng sēng dīng jī mi nē gu gu, tō kī sūndi tī kī nē sāngjī sālān tō gu gu. Nē tūni tibu lo te lo, chāngshū kī sēng tē kē sō na, nē tīpa chāngshū kī sēng tī jē wā tōng, tī jē nā jīng jū gu gu, sēng tīpa chīmbi kī tī nē chāng tō gu. Chāngshū kī sēng nē tī, yō bā nō, jē chō na, Tipa chimbu je, tiri mena tipa chimbu rangde, ane tipa chimbu singa de rangli yen ta chawa, dage napa jese. Nangye rangge pama yin, benja yin san, tenda yin na kichi yin, ta rangli yen ta chawa chi. Yen de ta chawa yin to, kari de san, ane nganze yen de kodeng chimbu de yese. Tiri nina saga to ya, ane nimi gina, arimi jaga panda jin togu niya, mota nadu mi na nga nado togu marwa, ane pesha deji yin na penge menduwa, o tenda re, ane saga to ya, ane deza kanga, Again, the ten only again of connection with his Dagan number just the young one. Rally, yes, I checked to Addis. Then we rather than a chapel gap on again, a ten to Ariamato, so lots to put the moon to your money. Dagan number just. Not delaying Dagan number, they can't you sing the dawn, not to need to be hero de la Protis or not. Can't you sing to other Tipa Chimbu Consandro, Denari, teaching Latin, Yugosigri, could you? なんてね、ちゃんと線でね、とにてぶろでけそうな。なんとにてぶろでけそうとくじゅんね。もう考えてでしゃ、けたね。考えてちゅうね、とまマリパセンでも。お、てとにてぶろでけ。とまマリパでのね、ちいでのね、ちゅうね、もうね、ま。ざにばそとやよまり。にばでてんでんでよ。いやいや、ね、てけそうな、じゃな、とな、ごな、まるらさ。さんじいされんのとてんでり。なんてね、いでで。だんだとにてぶろてろ。
So everything we discussed today, it must be, you know, our discussions, whether this our discussions become actually a Dharma discussion or not, it is again. Entirely depends upon our motivations or our intentions. So, if we really take these discussions to build up a weapon for destroying the self, cherishing mind, or an ignorance, then it is a worthwhile for. Our discussion become worthwhile, and our discussion become meaningful and purposeful. So it applies to all our practices. Whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, even one is engaging in the recitation of one word of the prayers and mantras and so on, one must not just recite and one must not just verbalize those words without any kind of intentions, but rather one's practice of whether one's meditation or the recitation and repeating mantras and so on and so forth, making sure that all of this practice actually really become a remedy for our delusions. Or our mental afflictions. And so, in order to make those practices effective, first of all, we need to know that how we ourselves, we are actually really overpowered or powered by our ignorance or the delusions. It is because of that. There's unending sufferings, mentally and physically. It's pursued. And so, in order to now, break the chain of this cycle, this lines or the chain, and we need to then understand what really causes us. To the unending, cycle of unending cycle of samsara. So then this ultimate cause for, ultimate cause for the perpetuating the samsaric, rebirth is the ignorance. There is no other, ultimate source that really perpetuate our, rebirth within the cyclic existence, within the samsara, other than the ignorance. So therefore, the wisdom realizing emptiness is the ultimate weapon that actually destroys this, ignorance. So then, here we as a, we ourselves as a, considering ourselves as a Mahayana practitioners, our objective or our aim is to gain not only to liberation, but also to state of complete enlightenment. So in order to gain the state of complete enlightenment, again here, the wisdom realizing emptiness, cultivation of wisdom realizing emptiness alone is not adequate. It is not ample. So what we need, along with this wisdom realizing emptiness, then we need what we call the bodhicitta, which is altruistic intention, so awakening mind, in other words. Altruistic intention is also called, translated as altruistic intention. And with the combination, with the unification of those two, then we'll be able to embark upon the path to complete state of enlightenment. So therefore, it's to break the cycle of samsaric existence, wisdom realizing emptiness is important. And to gain the state of complete enlightenment is the bodhicitta. So bodhicitta is very important. So try, it is important for us to recognize those two factors, which is wisdom realizing emptiness and or bodhicitta, are the driving force for gaining the state of complete enlightenment.
Oh, then that in the second time, the one who couldn't be inside you on this, and give on the gin and the chukos and the chaplain and the carriage and the water, the second time, you get in the gig, some ton to get in.
So whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, even if one recites the six syllable mantras of Avalokiteshvara, one round of mala, and your purpose, you must cultivate from the depth of your heart is a very pure intention of benefiting entire sentient beings. And this round of mala, reciting the one round of six syllable mantra, one round of mala, it will become a very purposeful and meaningful. And then your benefit of reciting this mantra will be unlimited. And so again, if one recite the mantras, it is just only focusing on one's own self, liberating oneself, and one's own liberations and state of enlightenment. Though that you have completed one mala, but because of the differences of one's intention or the motivations, then the benefit is different. That one is very limited benefit, and one is unlimited benefit.
yeke sende ne mel na sen ne sen lo tan da bo chi ki ye so na mo chi mo bo chi sen ge da mo ne ki ten ye ro o ten de chen ni ne yeke sa ge lu nga di pa la lu nga yesu mo chi o ten na de cha pe ne go ma kan ne mi kin ne de na ni yeke pa jo ne ko chu so na pa chin sen cha bu jo so chin jo de chin sen nga chi ma ni su no ma do chu no ge ya phyo ro chi ro ba chi ro se jo se de o ten da so na to ni cha pu gi na Ragi Lu, Ma, Yesunga, the Sai, Dipa, the Tagari, Sigrim. And then other Matsay, even Roger, Sigin Tangi, Dipa, Tai, Hitting, Singi, many cars about some other sent, Dingy, and another Jagu, Sigin, a connection with India.
So, therefore, in order to, you know, cultivate the wisdom, realism, emptiness, and then bodhicitta, we need to, you know, accumulate merits and virtue. Merits, in other words. Because there are many obstacles or the hindrance for us, hindrance for cultivating this, you know, wisdom, realism, emptiness, and the bodhicitta. So all of those hindrances are what we call as a negativities. So, speaking about negativities, the negativity one may have committed or accumulated through body, speech, or mind. So, therefore, purification of body, speech, and mind is important. And so, purification of negativity accumulated through body, speech, and mind is important. And so then here we have a lot of different, you know, practices that actually, you know, purifies one's negativity through body and negativity through speech and mind. So let's take a simple example of a practice of prostrations. So the practice of prostrations, is mainly to, you know, the purifying the negativity through body. But yet at the same time, when you're actually engaging in the practice of these prostrations, if one recites the mantras or the 35 Buddha's name and so on, then you are actually purifying the negativity through speech. And then, not only just your physically, you're, you know, engaging in the activities of prostrations and verbalizing those five, 35 Buddha's name and so on, but also you then cultivate altruistic intention to benefit entire sentient beings. By means of this practice, my practice of prostration and so on, may all the negativities of the body, speech, and mind of all other sentient beings be purified. So with this intention, and then the practice will purify all those negativities of body, speech, and mind. This is how we actually accumulate merits to really understand what is meant by emptiness and bodhicitta.
And the body,
So all of this practice we're engaging in is our practices to benefit all sentient beings and then one's own self. So here when we're speaking about, again, one's own self, we're not really dedicating all our practice to one's oneself, which is the present self, but rather we are, you know, dedicating towards all our successive, you know, future lives as well. And so, in fact, it says, as a practitioners of the Dharma, one must put more regards and significance thereof to the future life than one's present life. And so, look at more importance, the importance of the future life. So in order to make, to gain a positive future life or the future, the rebirth, it is important for us to, again, implant a seed right from now. Because everything that comes into being is dependent upon causes and conditions. There's not a single entity, there is not a single, you know, product that really comes into being from nowhere without depending on, in other words, without depending on causes and conditions. Similarly, if one is seeking for a positive rebirth in one's future life, and one must accumulate, one must create a conditions, causes and condition for the positive rebirth of one's future life.
ဟုတ်တယ်နော်တန်တန်အာသန်တင်းမြန်ကျင်တော်ညီမင်းတကြီးကြည့်ပြီးစာရမြင်ကင်းထွန်းရမြင်ကင်းတန်တကြီးဟွန်တန်တကြီးတန်တကြီးလို့တန်တန်ဒုဗ္ဗနာတကြီးလို့တင်းနော်အဲ့တဲ့တော့စံတောင်းတယ်လို့ကြည့်ပြရတီးကြီးနဲ့တအခုဒုံရင်တော့နေပေါ်တာကြီးကြီးချေချာကြီးနော်ဆိုတော့ငုံမေကြီးတိမေကြီးကတန်တန်ဒုံရင်ကိုတန်ကံရုံနဲ့ကမဲ့တယ်လို့အဲ့ဒီကားကြီးချေပါတယ်ပေးချာတင်းနဲ့ကားကြီးတက်ကြွားရီတူပြ 난 지금 같이 해야 되는 때 교화들이 두고요 말이야. 그거 된다고 제발 그거 그래.
So it is to making one's, you know, the practice as a dharma practice, or is to again, you know, as we talked about earlier, that our motivation plays a very critical role in our practice, whether this become a dharmic practice or not, whether this become a virtuous or the non-virtuous. So, therefore, if one engages in the practice of the virtuous practice, for instance, giving away or something, someone who is something such as, you know, even a piece of bread towards someone who is needed, and if one engages in such practice with a pure intention, and this will then enables one to accumulate merits, and this will become a proper practice, and it's become a dharmic practice. And without any motivations, if you just find someone or just giving away, and that alone will not make as a dharma practice, or will not accumulate merits and so on.
Gi li, kekala ke gi li, jemaat ngui tunjuk, ni gi li kan dibuat
So, whatever the causes and conditions that we have, we create in this particular life, will then give rise to its fruition in our future life. So therefore, if you look at the, you know, existence, the unenlightened existence, they're mainly categorized in the six different realms, three high realms and three low realms. And whether we take a rebirth within the high realms or the low realms is again dependent upon the accumulation of causes and conditions, the creation of one's own causes and conditions. If one engages in the virtuous deeds, then one is creating a causes and condition for taking rebirth within the three high realms. And if one is engaging in the negative deeds, negative actions, which is the creation of negative causes and condition for taking rebirth within the three law realms and so on. So all of those, you know, rebirths, whether it's a positive rebirth or negative rebirths, it's all dependent upon the how we ourselves created the causes and conditions. There's no other means. There's no other, you know, the third person who actually threw us into those realms, whether it's high realms or low realms. It is we who actually create the causes and conditions that into the low realms or the high realms. So if you look at in our day-to-day, actions, if one really put in efforts, we have ability to actually make all our actions as a virtuous, the virtuous actions. As we talked about earlier, which is motivations. Cultivation of positive motivation is very important. And so if one, all of us, have a work and we go to work, and even at your work, just once the working for the for the honor doesn't look, you shouldn't look at this as something that you're doing for just to your day, you're just for your living. Just do it from the depth of your heart and with a very altruistic intention. Then your, the 8 hours of your work, the spending the 8 hours working for others, become virtuous. No. So if they're saying now, if you have any questions, we'll deal with questions and answers.
Can I ask you a question? All these people have been listening to Dharma, and when you say from its own side, you say there listening to your teaching, and they explain that for the first time, because I've always wondered what that really meant when you say from the sun side. But it said, the teaching that I listened to yesterday said it's from your mind. When you say something is from its own side, then it's from your own mind, right? I mean, is that correct? Or is that my interpretation correct on that?
So I'll ask you. Then the core of Tudu Nuduva Sigurva.
Ah,
you Tudu Nuduva. And then I again, and then the Dominica, the Sivra, Tudu Nuduva. Tudu Nuduva said the conditional Sigurus.
And
Tudu Nuduva. You Tudu Nuduva Shurva.
I'll answer to her.
I'll answer to
her. Again, 10 guys came to Ransom Mutizan. Answer Jesus, I had to conquer the yet 10 it under Periadici.
So here it exists, you know, existing by its own side. It's not depending upon any other factors. By virtue of its own side, in other words.
But if you say virtue, that's positive, right?
Yeah.
No, Kuloka and the magic zone, you are in the Kronk, the other make you attend the Kuloka.
Because let's think about, you know, excuse, let's say the cloth that you're wearing right now, and it appears to us as a exists by its own side. Isn't that independent?
But when you say that, when you say virtue, when you mention virtue, it seems like you would then be a non virtuous way because you're seeing it as a. You're seeing it as independent, would be
non-verb,
that would be impure.
No, no.
It's just a word.
It's a word. No, yeah, it's just.
Well, I know it's just a word, but there's a difference in the words because one implies the non-existing nature of existence, I mean, the non-inherent existence. One appears as non-inherent, which is true.
So here.
It appears as non-truth, and which is false.
I think here. By virtue of its own side, and we're not really talking about the virtues or the non-virtues. This is not what we're talking about, right?
I don't know. I've never heard of virtue from its own side. I've always heard
from it. Okay, now you, yeah, you heard today, so.
Yeah.
So it is by virtue of its own side that doesn't really mean that doesn't really talk about the virtue and non virtue here, that you know our technical term of you know virtue and non virtue. Not at all. It is by on site, in other words, but it is by nature. It exists, by, you know, and independently or the self, you know, characterized.
So why would you use virtue then? I mean, really, just threw it kind of threw a wrench into it for me because if you
didn't choose
ordinary or something, why would you talk about positive word? Even though it's just a word, I know that. It's an interpretation of the word. So usually an interpretation of virtue means a positive thing. So to me it's...
Kim, do you have any question?
Yes, sir, for that. Anthony, are you equating virtue with...
With positive appearance.
With
from my understanding of virtue is the basis of understanding positive appearance. And so if he says non-virtue, then I would understand it correctly.
So your question is, what does virtue have to do with seeing emptiness and dependent arising?
Yes.
Wait. Let him answer. Is that what you're asking?
I'm asking, why are you using virtue to describe something that is not virtue? That's what I'm asking.
Why?
Because independent existence is non-virtuous. It's impure. It's an impure appearance. So why would you call it? Why would you call it virtue?
So it's
okay.
So the word
that's
virtue.
That's the question. Did you get it?
The question is, since independent existence,
so
self, is a non-virtuous state of mind, why would you associate that with virtue?
Okay. So he already answered that, because we are not talking about virtue and non-virtue at this moment at all. It is the word that comes with this context.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's also a lot of other words that if you could make an example of by means of and by virtue of this and that. So we applies to all of this, right, this word?
Anthony, I just have virtue of Merriam-Webster. Obviously, virtue, the word, has multiple meanings.
Yes.
In this case, it means concerned with the apprehension of rational principles. It does not mean pure.
Absolutely.
It's
right.
Meaning for the same
okay,
way.
So it's because it has multiple levels of meaning.
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the word
okay.
is not
makes
singular meaning.
That makes sense.
Thank you. Thank you. The big problem solved. Yeah.
It's incidental. We got terrible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I think this is the virtue of this, virtue of by virtue of this and that. It's very common, right?
Yeah.
Common use usage.
Virtue for that
means.
Yeah.
By means, I think you said ordinary or non-virtue of
it. That was a good question, though. Yeah.
Question, Luke.
Well, on the path of preparation, I am going to peak forbearance and super dharma. How is that different from the path of accumulation? I don't know, I just don't know.
Okay. Did you say what? Can you tell me once again?
In the path of preparation, they say there's four heat, peak,
super
dharma.
What's the difference, this, the four parts from the path of accumulation? This is a question. Okay, I got it. There is, then the cholam, yeah, cholam shi yorba.
Or
cholam to itsemo sarva shusho yorba. This shi di cholam, yeah, cholam da mato khari yoris. Cholam da mato khari.
Yeah, toba kun kumbu kumbu tukiro.
Tsumai
gozulo, then they do it. Dini, ah, lo ya, tuni di bulo, the zama ya kuche, tuni di bulo, the lo, ne, do yamba tu tuni deku ya, sengi, kichirin, sanji salam, do sin dogro.
It is more advanced level. The heat, peak level, you know, the, Cholam to Sava, Forbearance, Chesho, Supreme Dharma, peak. So those are those belong to the advanced level of, you know, path in comparison to the path of accumulations. Path of accumulation is the first path. And then once you have advanced yourself, you have actually perfect yourself from the path of accumulation, then you will transcend yourself, to the next part, which is part of preparation. And among all these four, then you will be entering into the part of the heat. So then this will lead you to the Sava, Forbearance, Peak, and then Supreme Dharma.
So
this is how we you know, differentiates the path from the beginning to the middling and in advanced level of paths are based upon the realization, spiritual realization of the individual. From first, we are in the path of accumulation, path of preparation. Then once you have perfected in the path of preparation, then you will be transitioning to a next path, which is the path of seeing. Then from that on, the individual is said to be a superior being, or the higher beings, who actually understand the ultimate nature of reality, the emptiness that we talked about, you know, intuitively. Because before then, though they are on the path, and they have completed the path of accumulation and so on, but their understanding of ultimate nature of reality is not intuitive. It is not direct understanding, direct realization and understanding of emptiness. Rather, their understanding of emptiness is based on, conceptual understanding. In other words, their understanding is more based on conceptual thoughts. Their realization is based on conceptions.
我真的同样一个是读嘛，能够说读。很多我自己也现在就读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，读，
with the emptiness first, you know, for in the intellectual level, and then once experiential level, and then also this experiences is not only a conceptual level, but then this will advance yourself to have an intuitive understanding of emptiness, and you're able to realize emptiness directly with no involvement of any mediations or a generic image and so on.
I was reading this book on dying, living and dying and so forth, and it happens to be from a Dzogchen, and they were talking about meditation in a way that I defined it to sit with the meditation and do it that way. And my question is an experiential question. When you meditate, can you directly apprehend very subtle mind?
This is a demo khasan de deep ji tong tong so de de pejin de sogeram shi de mendo to the sogeram shi deep ji rat de the engine of living and dying so de sun ji ke sun de chiwa da ne sun bi la ji chi sun chi sa ni ka de chi sun ni ge de de deep ji de sogeram shi sun de lo deep de na li ya da moron de bi in sa de na li ya chi so so gom gyan yin yi sem tamo tong to rechi. Kanto kunzu tsog chen yi ti xie go san.
Ma ting yi zhe, ma
sem tong. Sem tamo tong to yi, ta kanto sem ki chun yi tong yi chik se go to.
Ma ting yi.
Ma ting de xiong go lagu to di su su nyong wali ya, ting de xiong yi yore lagu to ting de kante yong go na se go to.
Ta sem gong jo go to, na jeng an jo sem de pan yin ji kanta kame jun di ro wa. Ta sem de chuk gong jo. Gongjong de Rengan Doga Zatan, and Anjo Nadama Kojimi, Kisin and Dama Tongjimi, and you take a run of a lop at Taini. And the Lord on the Andi Rupan to a day to a Johnson, and the Tony Guna Chancho Saint Guna, and the Chin to the Tendogura. But the Tempers are good. And then I'm going to meet him more. I'm to Gongjong de Rengan Doga than at Tedoga. Meaning Dama to an Anjo Dama Kua, me against it.
So, in order to, you know, to gain the realization of this, to reach the state of this realization, is what we call, is to understand the subtle mind.
Yeah.
It's a very advanced practitioners, right? We talk about very, very, very advanced. But right from now, if you try to really, you know, look at yourself and try to meditate yourself, and when you are, it is actually the Rinpoche's, I spoke to Gisela, and Gisela says, very, you know, standpoint of, in the standpoint of the Dzogchen meditations here. It is. So, it does what, how the process of the learning process of understanding the subtle mind is first, you know, right from the beginning, as an ordinary practitioner like ourselves, try to, you know, let go of all those conceptions,
right.
And you know, placing your mind, you know, resting your mind totally on the nature of your mind.
Right.
You know, you so it says, you know, though that you will hear sounds, you know, we cannot really prevent from hearing sounds and so on. Though that you hear sounds and you just, you know, see something, but just let it go. Let it hear. Let it hear, but don't make a story out of it. And, you know, and just try to place your mind as, you know, to the fullest extent of your ability to the nature of your mind. And this is how we begin to, you know, really meditate on the subtle mind. But this is, because this is a very, very gross, you know, a beginning, you know, explanation, but it's hard to go through. Yeah.
He's talking about, you know, you have to get the meta right.
Absolutely.
The mind. If you're always just buzzing about and you know, being full of ignorance, you'll never know what you are, and you have to get the meta.
Should we say the dedication first,
yeah.
Beginning on page 23, 24, and then continue with auspicious wishes on page 28.
Zambo che che rodo